Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1503. We're learning today, Lulu Nishmas Moshe Dev, Rabbaran Zisa, Lulu Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and Rafur Shlem, and Miriam Razel Bas Dina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of learning the halachas of Vada Bedavar, what one could speak about, what one can't. And we are talking about the part of it which deals with Cheshbonah. It's interesting. So we just established the fact, basically, if somebody's making a Cheshbon on Shabbos, right, talking about a Cheshbon, we said if one is thinking, it's mutter, it's better not to, but it's halacha lemaisa, it's mutter, but talking it out should not be done if there is a tayelis and you need it, meaning, you know, you have still to pay your workers. You know, you may say $50. Oh, I still owe them another $50, and you really still have to pay them. So then one has to be careful not to talk about all that on Shabbos. If it's cheshbonis, we said of mabakach. You know, in other words, there's no whatever. Yo nishnish, as they say. I just make a statement, you know, I paid Yossel $100 last week, whatever, I paid him, finishes, I don't owe him, I just made a statement, that's called Mabakach, so that would be okay. Now, interesting thing brings down the Dirshu in Ois 33, and our simon is Shin Zion. Sif Zion, he brings down the Dirsha 33, that interesting from the V'chein Leimer L'chaveira, if somebody says, he brings this down from the Ben Ishchai, that if somebody says to their friend, S'mechira Chefetz Shekona, like the price of a certain Chefetz, right, and She'im Yedei Shechaveira Roitze, if you know that the person wants to buy it, right, let's say a person, case in time, a car, right? It's a little bit large, but, you know, I know that this person is shopping for a car and he likes this car, the car that I bought, right? And the person says, no, interesting, how much did you pay? And whatever, just giving a price. Say, oh, you know what, I paid $10,000. And the person like, yeah, the person wants to buy that car. He's not buying anything on Shabbos, obviously, but the problem is that you're speaking now is a tayelis. The whole cheshbon is sort of like paying the workers. That's how it brings it down from the Ben Ishchai. I want you to be careful not to do that. So if you know that your friend is planning on buying this thing, this item, to go and start to say how much he paid for it, one should be careful not to do that. So just to read it inside, this he brings again from the Ben Ishchai, V'chein lo emir l'chaveiroi es mechir ha-chefes shekona, she'im yedeya she'chaveiroi roitze gam liknois es ha-chefes. If the person wants to buy that item, it would be osa she'arei. Why? Because she'arei yesh, then it's not devarim shema b'kach, then it's not just stam talking. There's a tayelis coming, there's an outcome that's needed for this whole cheshbon that the person's talking about, this $10,000 or whatever the case is. So that's what he says. Sharei yesh lachaveret tzarech b'dibar chol. This dibar of weekday speech, which is, right, if you're talking about money, obviously it's weekday speech. So if it's whatever, nothing with nothing, so okay. But if it has a tayelis, so then yesh lachaveret tzarech, there's a tzarech for your friend. So I want you to be careful not to do that. An interesting point. Okay, so then the Mishnah Berurah just goes on in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, right? He goes on to say, Kasav HaRambam, what is mutter? That which we said is mabakach, just I'm talking, right? Making statements. Even though it has cheshbonis, it has calculations in it, what do we mean by that? What are some of the examples? So he brings down from the Rambam in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, cheshbonis she'ein behem sarech, is mutter l'cheshbon. So such a thing, one could make a cheshbon. Again, talking. We're not dealing with writing or anything like that. Ketzad. So what are we talking about? He says, brings on the Mishnah, for example, the person says, kamasin tevua, right? Hayolanu b'shan plainis. Let's say how many, whatever, the measurement of grain I had this year, or how many bundles of grain, or the weight of, whatever the case was. Kam dinurin haitzenu b'chasunis b'inenu, right? Kach v'kach cheleisev shal melech. So in other words, the person says, like, hey, you know, I did this year, it was a good year, I had 50 bundles of wheat, you know, whatever, something like that. A 50 son of wheat is a measurement, right? Or dinorim, these different type of things. So in other words, he's making a statement that something that was already, that is needed. The bottom line is that there's no practical value. That's how he brings it down. No practical value. of this whole thing. So that's what he says. So you could calculate how many so'am, like we said, of grain and so on. The dinarim, which was like a money type thing, he brings this out in conjunction, like how much a person spent for his wedding. You know, let's put it like that, for a chasna. How many dinarim, whatever. Let's say how many dollars. Now in our case in time, I spend $50,000 for the wedding, right? And shine, and that's it. I'm talking to my friend. I say, yeah, I spent $50,000 for the wedding. There's nothing else that I have to pay, right? Or even a different thing when we spoke about the soldiers, right? We said the person could say how many soldiers in the army. Okay, but that's not nocha. That's the calculations, which are mere idle talk. That's what he's saying over here. That these calculations, though, even though it's quote unquote calculations, if you want to call it, shehein sicha b'teila. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says: it's a sicha b'teila, shehein behem tzarich klal. It's just some talking in the mabekach, adova mabekach. That's how he's saying it. They're merely idle talk, and they have no practical value whatsoever. So that's an interesting thing. So all these different type of things. Bottom line is, even though they're cheshbonis, right, and I might be sort of calculating or saying numbers, if you want to call it, but the bottom line is, since there's no toyelis, there's nothing coming out of it, it's all a done deal, these are things which took place in the past already, so that would be fine. Okay, so he finishes off a point which we spoke about a few shiurim ago. Even though this might be quote unquote mutter, right? But he does say, he does Perish and Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, which is the Perish on the Rambam. So he explains the Rama's Lanu, that Lamaisa, even though these things are quote unquote mutter, halacha Lamaisa, letter of the law per se, Shein Sicha Betela Roy La Yerechet, that somebody who's a God-fearing person shouldn't just be making all these calculations and talking about all these different type of weekday activities in reference to money, all these different type of things on Shabbos. He brings that even during the week, but let's say sticking to Shabbos for now, at least that much. So that's how he brings that out. Again, to say it's usur, it's mutter to do, but, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. That's the bottom line. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. Since they constitute just plain idle talk, and idle talk doesn't befit for a God-fearing person, for a Talmud Chacham, a Yiras Hashem, whether it's man or woman for that matter. But so it's an interesting thing how he brings it down. He quotes, the Mishnah Berurah does quote this from the Magid Mishnah, quoting from the Rambam. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Racha, Kol Tov.